Red
FM. We've been working out for 7 weeks because of the burnout rule. You're not allowed to start till March. So, you know, kind of winter was spent going to, you know, games, hearty games and vocational games and whatever. But, you know, you're on the field in the first of March and, you know, you're just waiting for it to come around. And now it's here. Like, it's great.
What about that ban on the minors? I know, is it before March 1st? I think they can train. March 1st, is it?
Yeah.
How difficult does that make things?
It's awkward. I mean, you know, it's there for a good reason in the sense that these guys are doing, in lots of cases, they're doing too much. But I'd say we must be the only association in the world that stopped people playing. I mean, every sporting organisation has a closed season, but you can still play. I mean, United will go to Asia, or they'll go to Manchester United, now will go to Asia, they'll go to America, they'll go to whatever, and they'll play games in the off-season. But we actually stop people from playing in with certain groupings, which is a bit crazy. But, you know, it's there for a reason. Like, we have one guy on our panel now for Wednesday, a guy called Killian Cullinan from Ballinascarty. Like, and this guy this year in 2011 will play with minor hurling and football with his club. He'll play under 21 hurling and football with his club. He'll play adult with hurling and football with his club. He has played with his school this year, vocationals. They've even got the Ballyhale vocational final. And he played with Cork vocationals hurling and football. That's 10 teams without even the Cork minors, you know? So it's there for a reason, but it does make things a bit awkward, you know?
And just from seeing the lads over the last few weeks in training, you said 7 weeks, what would you say the strengths are?
I think the strength of this team is that they're very competitive. Last year we would have had a sort of sprinkling of magic with some of the forwards that we had, like Conor Lehan and Jamie Colin and Bud Hartnett and these guys. But this team mightn't have that sort of exceptional individual up front, but there's a good sort of team spirit, and they tend to work the ball around well. And, you know, all of them, 1-24, and even some of the fellas that didn't make the panel, they're real competitors. So we would hope that would stand to us on Wednesday going to Limerick, you know.
How pleasing is it to see the likes of Conor Lehan and Bud Hartnett kind of getting on the fringes of the Cork senior panel? I think they were around for the Waterford Crystal Cup.
Yeah, it's great to see the guys making progress. Like, I would imagine there'll be a handful of that team will progress to play a senior championship in the years to come. And, you know, it's great for them because, you know they have ability and so forth, and it's great for Cork hurling. And, you know, even though we might have had only a very, very small input in helping them develop, it's still, you know, it's still very rewarding to know that, you had some input. As I say, no matter how small, most of the work obviously was done by their parents and by the clubs and so forth. And, you know, as they get up the way, you know, minor input will be small enough. But it's a great... it is important because it introduces them to inter-county hurling for the first time at a senior level. And in fairness to them, they played very well last year. And, you know, I suppose most of the reward nearly comes from our side rather than their side. We're delighted just to have been involved with players like that, you know.
John, what do you know about the Limerick side you're taking on Wednesday night?
Well, they have a sprinkling of guys from Ardskull Reach and who won the Harty, and they also have, like, you know, a player from on the team. They have a player from Charleville. I know that Charleville would be viewed as a Cork school, but and I would have seen them play against the Cork crew, let's say, on the 16 level and so forth, 17 level. They're one of Limerick's better teams that they've put out in the last couple of years. We'll have a tough job going down there, plus the fact that they have home advantage. So, you know, I'd say they'd be hoping that fellas like Shane Downing and Reedy and so forth will come up to the mark for them, and we'd be hoping that, you know, we'd be able to match them and maybe beat them in those areas.
I suppose 2008, since Cork last won the Munster, is there a real hunger to put that right?
Well, I think it's hugely important for Cork that, you know, things at underage level and so forth, that there's progress. I mean, the 2018 now, we'll be hoping we'll show up at under 21 level this year and so forth. But I think it is important that Cork starts, you know, winning at underage level, collecting Munster and hopefully all Ireland titles, because while, you know, not winning them is not necessarily the end of the world for development for senior players, there is no doubt that, you know, getting to Croke Park, playing in All-Ireland Finals, winning All-Ireland Finals, you know, getting to Munster Finals, playing in Munster Finals, all in front of big crowds, is a huge plus for players, and it does bring them on. And, you know, Cork really, you know, we have to get back starting to win minor and under 21 in Ireland.